Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar, I would call it exciting changes in the international landscape.
Oh, whoa.
As we open up communication with Cuba.
Oh, yes.
Now, do you say Cuba or Cuba?
It's Cuba.
Cuba. Cuba. That's
Cuba.
And, you know, we see the enchanting video of the old cars driving around down there. And
yeah,
there are going to be some, you know, interaction for the first time in years.
Think about the trade.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. Think about, you know what, Big Sugar will benefit,
yeah,
I'm
Big
sure.
Big Cigar.
But they don't have the internet in Cuba.
Or Big Tobacco. I'm an idiot.
But we do have a phone line, an analog phone line, and we've called, I think it's the Cuban Palace. And we have on the line.
El Ministro.
Yes, we have.
Hello?
Fidel Castro. Fidel, are you there?
Stand by for the El Presidente.
Who is this?
Stand by for El Presidente.
No, wait a moment. Who is this?
Shut up.
Okay, standing by for Fidel Castro.
Stand by for El Presidente.
Standing by.
He's, who are we speaking to?
Oh, this is Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak. Oscar is Spanish, so this should go well.
who do you represent?
More broadcasting.
More broadcasting. De los Estados Unidos.
Do you know Gary Stein?
Estados Unidos. Huh?
Do you know Gary Stein?
Oh, Gary Stein.
Yeah, he's one of ours.
You guys used to have mojitos, right?
Yeah, it's on your brain. Were you on that show?
Yes, I was.
I guess that's why. Okay, hold on. Stand by, please.
When I play the maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom.
Ah, the French.
Mr. Castro.
Hello.
Now, Mr. Is this Fidel Castro? Ah, Fidel, this is Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. First of all, and I don't want this to be awkward, how should we refer to you?
Coronel?
Oh.
Hey,
I'm not feeling too...
Can we call you Fidel?
Si.
Okay, we got that.
That means yes. Yeah, so we can call him Fidel.
You can call me whatever you want.
What are your thoughts
but
on...
But don't call me late for dinner.
Oscar, I have a feeling we're going to have to gear back on our momentum a little bit, lest we step on his punchlines.
It's that old-timey Fidel.
Yeah, these are jokes.
Humor.
Like the cars, the jokes date back a few years. So, Mr. Castro, Fidel.
Señor.
Oh, yeah, hello, I'm here.
Yes.
I dropped off.
Yes.
Nodded off.
Nodded off.
Yeah, sure.
You don't want to confuse phrases like dropped off or nodded off or falling into a hole and being covered with dirt. All of these mean different things.
Hey, can I tell you, be careful with what you say.
Always.
Don't like you.
You don't?
I don't like you. I don't trust you. What's your name?
Rob Spiewak.
What kind of name is that? Are you
Polish?
You represent Batista?
No. I represent
a wrestler.
Okay, sir. No, former president.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Now I like the wrestling, though. Yeah.
You like that?
Oh yeah.
John Cena.
John Cena, the Undertaker. I like all that. I watch American TV. Yeah.
How are you feeling, sir?
Oh, I'm old man.
How old are you now?
I'd rather not say. Not good for running a country. Yeah, I feel okay, but good. How you say in Estados Unidos?
What's
good
that?
Day, bad day.
Oh, you have a good days and bad days. How is today?
Yeah.
Is today a good day?
Yeah, sure.
Do me a favor. I can't see you since we're not Skyping, but I'm just wondering if you could take a moment.
Uh-huh.
If it's long enough, can you smell your beard and tell me how it smells?
I always wondered that myself.
Yeah.
Respectamente.
Respect.
Yeah. Si.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
I am a Fidel Castro Presidente de Cuba. I will not smell my beard for you.
Because I was under the impression that your beard would smell like power and grace.
Oh, oh, nice save. Nice save. Nice save. You like this, gringo, huh?
Hey.
Speaking of coughing,
Hola, who am I speaking to?
Oscar Santana. You actually met my father.
Buenos dias. ¿Cómo está?
My name is Oscar Santana, and you met my father.
Oh, yes.
How nice.
Oh, that's right.
Years ago, about 20 years ago.
Mr. Santana.
Yeah. Years ago. He was there.
He's a good man. He has a totally different family down here.
Does he really?
I see. He's a wife, children. They're all grown now.
They're not in the will, that's all I know.
Well, they're not in, yeah, not so in that will.
Okay.
They might be in the Cuban will.
Yeah. He keep all of his Krugerrands down here.
Oh, gold.
Gold, yeah. Yes. Pile of it in the Cubano Nacional Banco.
That's the Cuban National Bank.
Cubano Nacional Banco.
I wanted to ask you about the Cohiba trade and the embargo lift on Cohibas.
What happened last week was I flew on the Presidente plane to the southern part of the country. I flew down there at noontime for lunch, and boy, am my arms tired.
Oh, God. About the presidential plane.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the kind that has one propeller at the very front of it?
No, it's two propellers. It's three propellers. You got one in the front, one on the left, one on the right. The one on the right there is so does not work too well. You know?
It's a 1950s plane.
Yeah. Last week I was going to fly to the northern part of the country, and I say, "Has the plane working today?" I say, "Mr. President, it's not too good." I said, "Okay, get the horses. Let's take the cart." There we go.
You know, a lot of people are thinking just about the fact that when we open up relations with Cuba, we're going to benefit from them.
Oh, yeah.
But it's very possible that Cuba could benefit.
Oh, absolutely.
What are you looking forward to as we single-handedly Americanize your nation?
I thought about this for a long time.
Good.
What the benefito to Cuba with the narración and the United States, Estados Unidos.
You sound better all of a sudden.
We will have a trade.
Yes.
Economically, it will be good for Cuba.
Sure.
I realize the people will have to exchange. We have a lot of Cubanos in Estados Unidos.
Sure.
And they go back and forth. It's good. They will bring money to Cuba. We will send our import our cigars back to you.
Uh-huh.
Trade will be very good. And finally, we'll have a chance to meet Kim and Kanye, and just check out Dad Ass!
You really want to find
Dad Ass.
Are you into Dad Ass?
Oh, Dad Ass. Oh, man.
Well, the Cuban women are known to have Dad Ass as well.
Oh, yes. That's why all of the women that I get a chance to meet, they say, "Oh, Fidel, Presidente." They say, "No, call me Cuban Pete."
Oh, Cuban Pete,
they call me Cuban Pete. I'm the master of the Cuban beat. That's great, isn't it?
You know, you're going to see a lot of great examples of Dad Ass because I hear pretty soon you're getting the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, now, do you know about the internet?
Yeah, of course. That's how I find out about what's going on. I have a sophisticated, intelligent service, so don't patronize me, okay? You know what I mean? I'm doing fine down here.
Intelligence service?
I have an intelligence service, and they have prepared a uniform, a green uniform with the hat that I will be presenting to my numero uno Americano cultural figure that he will be coming down next week. I'm very, very excited.
So this is
you
want
your to guess
guy.
Who it is? Come on, guess who it is.
I couldn't possibly. Is it a politician?
No, technically not a politician.
Well, then you're gonna have to tell us. I think.
Oh, you know who it is, don't you?
No.
Oh, you're stupid. It's Pitbull.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I've come to understand as an adult that there had been abuse in my family, but it was mostly musical in nature. My father used to lock me away in a room with nothing but the Percy Faith recording of Bim Bam Bomb, and then send me to bed with nothing but dessert. It's odd that, you know, Lori came from such a different...
Right, a completely different path. I was brought up in a very small town just south of the Chicago city limits. I don't believe that anyone noticed when I blew town at 15 and ended up in San Francisco, California. And it's at this point in my story that the dark clouds part. Because I met a certain Mr. Wiseman, who gave me a job in his shop. And before long, he tapped me to do some small roles in some of his short films for more mature audiences. Well, I was known for doing a certain thing that many of the other girls wouldn't do. And of course, I loved to sing ever since I was a little girl. And I learned to play the ukulele in one of my last films, Not So Tiny Tim. And that's where I met my man. And before long, I was the new Mrs. Boner.
Isn't that something?
Beautiful story, isn't
I tell
it?
You.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Piper Studios from sunny Southwest Florida and our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, powered by Encore Insurance Services and heard daily for over 5 years at MikeO'MaraShow.com, online, on air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ, and on your mobile device. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the entire planet because they get it. And if you are here, my friends, you do too. Today's show is brought to you by Blue Apron, a new year. So why not a new you? We've been telling you about Blue Apron this week. You can start a new routine to eat better and to eat healthier. We love Blue Apron. Oscar's been using it for a good long time.
Yeah.
My wife cooked some beautiful meals for me last week with Blue Apron. It's fantastic. BlueApron.com delivers fresh, locally sourced ingredients straight to your door, along with chef-designed recipes and pre-proportioned ingredients. The prep is a cinch, plus no more greasy takeout, no more grocery shopping, and no more wasted food. Prep time for all the meals, you ready for this? 35 minutes or less. That is a fun evening in the kitchen, and they do all the work for you. They get all the stuff you need. You just put it together, and you get all the credit. Incredibly delicious and healthy balanced recipes that will impress at any meal from dinner for two to an elaborate dinner party. Now listen to this. Today only, BlueApron.com is offering our listeners two free meals in their first week's box of meals. Just pick your plan to enjoy this offer. $9.99 per meal for two people or $8.74 per meal for families. Just visit BlueApron.com/TMOS and the offer will officially be applied to your checkout. Let me say that again the right way. Visit BlueApron.com/TMOS and the offer will automatically be applied before checkout. That's BlueApron.com/TMOS. Bon appetit. I scrambled at the last minute here because I did not have our list of five advertisers prepared, which is this normal thing that I do, you see, before the show. So how are you, boys?
We're good. Excellent.
Mike, to the best of my knowledge, the only show that had Fidel Castro on today is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, I think the day is young. He might end up on some other programs if he lives.
You never know, Rob. You never know. Absolutely.
You know, it is creepy that no one has seen him in how many years publicly,
I think you really don't know whether he is alive or dead.
You just don't know.
But if you ever want reassurance, and sometimes that's all you crave, go to YouTube and Google Fidel Castro Fall Down. And you can watch some of the grand videos of him falling down, and it makes you feel good.
Mike, are you a big cigar guy?
I'm not. I used to be.
Used to be.
And then Don got into it after I did, and Don went crazy for it. I think Don might still be in him. I have no
Cohibas.
Idea.
So
that's the kind, right?
That's the kind, if you could get them. I remember my father, he had brought a bunch of Cohibas back from Cuba, right?
Yeah, because he's a lawbreaker.
No. He had
scoff law.
That's right. He's a criminal as well.
Diplomatic immunity. So he would bring them back, and I remember... One, I was young and dumb, and we tried to roll a blunt out of one of them, so that really didn't work out because they're cute. They're actual tobacco leaves.
You're such a damn criminal.
Does anybody in your family adhere to the law? Or is it mostly just internationally smuggling and drug use?
Two, I would give them, my father would
So
be
what
like,
did you do? Try to jam the marijuana into the cohiba?
I didn't personally do it, but I went and said, when someone said, we don't have a Philly blunt, I said, I know where there are cigars.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Mike.
I scurried over to my dad's inventory.
God, probably a $300 cigar.
Who knows? But as a kid, he never smoked.
I have a lot of marijuana in a bowl on top of my refrigerator.
Rob's been a pothead for years.
Yeah, I keep it up there so the kids can't reach it because I'm responsible. But don't you somehow take some of the tobacco out and then jam the pot in?
Honestly, I don't. I never was able to do anything like that. I never got into pot as much.
Oscar appreciated the benefits of alcohol early.
Yeah, I wasn't really into weed.
Not me. I just love smoking grass.
I remember.
Mary Jane is used to calling.
I,
always
cigarettes, Mike.
I gave it to my friend. And he said, whoa, this is a Cohiba. He goes, we're really going to get lit up. And it just broke up into pieces. Never worked out. The point I'm making is if you had a cigar, a Cohiba cigar, a real one.
Right.
They had a bunch of knockoffs.
Sure.
I would go during the holiday season and give a few to my neighbor, give a few because my dad said, hey, go give some to Mr. Mahoney. And it was like I was giving bricks of gold away.
Well, it's something. You know what? It's not as big of a deal now somehow, I think, with the internet.
It was 20 years ago.
But no, but I'm going to compare it to something. Is when we were kids, if someone had firecrackers. Firecrackers in the state of Virginia was an amazing thing to have because they were not readily available. And that
I was
them
thinking
valuable.
About Cuba. I was thinking about the fact that...
eating pizza, learning about Cuba.
Ron and I are so excited. Having some food. And hey, Mr. Han. I was thinking about the fact that this show, it would just be so logistically feasible.
Yeah.
If everything comes true, they're saying is going to come true for you guys to fly down here.
Yep.
And then we all head over get over to Cuba and put the paperwork in process and do a week of shows from Cuba.
And we all end up in international jail.
I mean, my God.
No, that would be very cool.
No wives, no girlfriends.
That's right.
Just
no,
the boys.
No, we do it. Hi there. Yeah, that's true. It's
Well, budget doesn't allow.
Budget doesn't allow.
No, I think if we... here's what I... I don't know if you're getting this. If you're getting this nationally, I'm not sure you're getting it down here. Down here, they're talking about potentially
booze cruises,
ferry service from Miami.
Mike, that's not a good way to refer to that segment.
Just for a second, just ferry service. Dial it down. It's on it. It's right now. The scale is let's say 10. You're on 10.12 today, and I'd like you to dial it back to a 9.
Okay, you got it. You got it.
It would help me immeasurably.
Got it.
I limped through the f-ing bonus show doing it today. I'd love to do it today on the show, just to get through the
show. He's just energized.
I know. It's Friday, and it's a lot of fun. I'm saying that it would be logistically, if they do the things they are saying, they have high-speed ferry service that may go from Miami into Cuba. It's, you know, what are they talking about all the time? 90 miles.
It's 90 miles.
Actually, the ferry service would be from Key West to Cuba.
Now,
that's
why,
what they're talking about.
Now, is Key West slightly further away?
Another 3 hours.
You go down south. It's the southernmost part of the United States.
Okay.
You know that,
all right.
You? I mean, that's where you go. And that's obviously closer to Cuba. And that's where the whole 90-mile thing comes into play, because that's the tip of the United States, and that's where it is. But it's just, I'm chomping about this. I think this is very,
it's going to
cool.
be fun.
Yeah.
And you got to get there early. You got to get there early because everybody mucks it up.
America will destroy Cuba.
Yes.
I mean, not like physically destroy it, but the charming things that we see on TV right now, the old cars and all that stuff, that's got maybe 6 months.
Yeah.
Maybe. And so we got to get down there soon.
The thing about it is that the logistics of this show, you have a member of the show cast that lives in the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You have a member of the show cast who... although he limps through it a little bit, we have to qualify him as bilingual.
Yes. True.
And then we have a member of the show who lives squarely in the 1950s and would be very well versed. Seriously.
You're right.
We have three of the components for our podcast I think we would do very well. And would we probably, even at the outset, have to be careful about our content? I would imagine so. And I would imagine that it would probably be really difficult
to
bring in.
We'll just be in our hotel room and do our own thing.
But what's the thing they're going to want to do? What's the number one thing they're going to want to do when they open the gates? They're going to want to boost tourism.
And they'll want American blue jeans.
So the question is, with all this wonderful thing that I'm throwing out here, how the hell do you think we would go about that?
Mm.
So we could be, for once in our lives, at the head of the class.
I don't think we need any permits or anything.
No, we could actually go. We could plan a trip now and go this year. We just go through Mexico. That's it. That's all we have to do. We fly to Mexico or fly to Canada and then fly straight to Cuba.
I want to go to Mexico.
Well, I mean, that's how you get there without dealing with all the U.S. Red tape.
Well,
no, hold on.
But eventually, there isn't going to be any
people
red tape.
The whole reason I want to
Cuba. The whole reason I want to do this is because I don't want to deal with.
Well,
I don't
want to
deal with any of that. I want to do this when it's now, when it open. They open things legally. That's when I want
to
go.
To be fair to you and to us, if we go, I'd like to meet you in Cuba. To go to Florida and then go to Key West and then go to Cuba, it doesn't make sense.
Well, Oscar, I think it might have to make sense. Yes. It might have to make sense because what I'm talking about and what was on the news today is the fact that that is where that this is going to happen, the way I understand it, probably very quickly. Today, am I right, Rob?
Yeah.
Today is the day that you can travel to Cuba without restrictions.
It's not full restrictions. There are some restrictions. You have to be part of a humanitarian group. There are different classifications.
I just saw it on the news. No, I just saw it on the news. The old stuff was it has to be a humanitarian trip.
Which is exactly what we would be doing. We would be raising the morale internationally, Mike. We would make the Cubans happy. We would make ourselves happy. And we would make people across the world smile and laugh.
All I know is something changed today along the lines of...
They loosened the that's just not wide open. I know that. It's not wide open.
It's not wide open yet. No. I know that. It's not wide open yet. But the restrictions are eventually you're not going to have to be part of a humanitarian trip. You're not going to have to be part of the school cultural exchange. That's the word.
Okay. Travel of trade rules between the U.S. and Cuba take effect on Friday, which would be today.
That's today.
Okay. Measures include allowing U.S. citizens to use credit cards in Cuba and for U.S. businesses to export some technology.
That's the new stuff.
Do they
That's
take Apple Pay
about.
Down there?
Americans will be able to take home up to $100 in alcohol and tobacco from Cuba. So you can actually
That's
bring
the cigars,
cigars.
Right?
That's Correspondents the cigars. Say that it means that U.S. ban on Cuba cigars is over. Let me move through this. All the latest moves put target.
That's pretty much it, though, Oscar.
Yeah, that's the only change.
That's
what has changed.
The only changes. And so, and I think as far as the travel for cultural exchange or humanitarian, I think you can. It might be in there. I'm not sure they've done it yet. Whether you can just travel there.
They haven't opened it up yet.
They haven't opened it up yet.
But they will eventually. Really when all hell will break loose as far as tourism. Because you've got people that, I mean, Mike, in your lifetime, it's been illegal to go, right?
Absolutely. My entire life. I was born in 1959.
So, I mean, this is a place that people have wanted to go to for many, many years. And I think it's made even more sort of savory because it is so close but impossible to get to. It's just off the coast. I think a lot of people
It'll be a lot of fun to go.
Do they have the infrastructure?
Is it our nostalgia thing that we just see those videos and I just so desperately would love to get down there?
It's part of that, and it's Godfather.
While all the old cars are
The Godfather too, as well.
Absolutely.
I'm curious, you know what, I know that the wheels have to have been in motion for a long time for this to happen, but do they have the infrastructure in Cuba to handle that kind of tourism? Where are they with hotels? Where are they with, I mean, obviously, if people are going to be traveling by ferry, they're not going to be able to take jets down there. Do they have an airport that can handle jets?
You know, these are all
great questions. It says here in the article that 170,000 authorized U.S. travelers went to Cuba last year. That's a good amount of people,
that
right?
That is.
So,
do you remember my old lawyer, Doug?
Yes.
Who used to always have, he had a fishing captain that took him to Cuba all the time.
Uh-huh. That's awesome.
Oscar, I don't know whether you know this or not, but there are plenty of people that don't do it like a boat lift or smuggling, but they
just go
roll in
just
there
to party.
And they know people and they go in there and they pop in and
That's
pop
cool.
out. I just have heard great things. I grew up with my dad having a dear, dear, dear expat from Cuba who was one of his best friends, and he adored this guy. And my father just sang the praises of the Cuban people like nobody's business. I have an amazing desire to see this country. I think it'd just be something that would be special.
What if we, when it opens, when the floodgates open up, we just do it?
We could just do it. All we need is a place with an internet connection.
Yeah, we just get a month out, get a nice rate on the plane trips.
I think, to be honest with you, even when the full fledged door opened, probably there would be a couple of hoops to jump through so that we did not end up in a Cuban prison. Because to be honest with you, if we're doing, for example, my vision of us would be setting up our little, we'd bring a computer and three mics and an amp, right?
Tiny mixing board, yeah.
And that's all we do. We wouldn't have all the elements and all the bells and whistles for the show. But I would love, can you imagine just the three of us setting up outside?
That'd be fun.
On a street in Cuba. Eh, who knows? A man can dream.
And we don't have to go for a week. We can go for 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do three. You know what? That's an even better idea. Yeah. We can do it for 3 days, and I think it would be something special. So put it on the list. It'd be something we'd love to do if we can ever pull that off. It's one of the things that our El Presidente has done that I'm just turbo excited about. I think this is going to be a lot of fun, and we'll see. We'll see what happens. What could possibly go wrong?
I've seen almost every episode of I Love Lucy. I think we're going to be.
That's
okay.
What Rob wants. He wants the old days. The old days. I call it Cuban Pete.
Time machine.
I realize that's why Rob's excited. It's Ricky Ricardo. It's Ricky Epic Ricardo.
It's so cool, though.
All right, we'll take a break. Lots coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show today. We're going to talk to our man Oscar a little later in the show about his furthering of his education. And coming up next, I will finally give you the review of the movie that I was waiting for all year long, Angelina Jolie's Unbroken, the make of the Laura Hillenbrand novel. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein.
On the current episode of our show, Lana Turner.
She's on with us?
Mike Massey.
Uh-huh.
Rob Spiewak.
Uh-huh.
Kim Kardashian gets a mention.
I have to listen to this show.
It is star-studded.
Is it chock full?
It is that, too. Check it out at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Next week, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers will be joining Tony and Gary, and we hope you check in for that. Should be a lot of fun.
That's going to be a crazy Skype call.
A little muffled.
Yeah, it is.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Small business owners, this is big. Right now at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. You heard me right, $9.99 for 500 business cards. Vistaprint makes it easy to create a card that's right for you. Pick from tons of designs and your info, and you're on your way to a card that is perfectamundo. They are fun to create. You can even upgrade to their signature stock or add fancy finishes or even raised print. Vistaprint also offers tons of other products, too, from marketing to custom apparel. Plus, all of their products are 100% guaranteed. If you're not happy, Vistaprint will make it right with 500 business cards on sale for just $9.99. There's never been a better time to professionally promote your business. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code TMOS to get this offer, and we thank you. Welcome back to the
great
show.
Great stuff,
Two. And Vistaprint has marketing materials, too.
Two.
Okay, I talked about it. I don't know why I married myself to this particular movie, but I think it's because I love the book so much.
You were in love with the book.
And you're also in love with the author. You go back to Seabiscuit with her, right? I mean, you really like this author.
I love this author, and she's very kind to people on Facebook, and I'm a fan. And so she was talking a lot about the movie, and then I followed her Facebook page, and I kind of kept track of the progress that was being made. And then I said, wow, this could make an incredible movie. And then with the whole Louis Zamperini American hero story about this guy, it's just on and on. I don't want to say that I thought this was a can't miss, but I thought this was a wonderful opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so I started to get a little discouraged when I was reading lots of reviews that were not stellar, and then you rapidly get an idea of what's going down when the awards nominations come out and she gets nothing, and so where this movie came in with critics was at about 50%. About half of them liked it, half of them didn't like it, and that to me, sometimes you can go into a theater and you can have an incredible experience based on that.
Yeah.
So I decided we take the missus and head out to the old theater and get a chance to see Unbroken.
A risky move because Carla doesn't like going to the movies.
Carla does not like going to the movies, and I am here to tell you what Angelina Jolie did to that movie is one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Why?
It was an absolute crap fest. I don't know. Look, I don't know what her issues are with Daddy, but we've read about them. John Voight, but... one of the critics I read was talking about the fact that this has nothing to do with Louis Zamperini's story of redemption and survival, which is incredible. Think about this man's story. He grows up as basically a juvenile delinquent,
mm-hmm.
transitions because of his older brother into an Olympic sprinter. Absolutely amazing rags-to-riches story right there. That's all you need. A terrible, poor kid, bad side of the tracks, becomes an Olympic champion.
In and of itself, that's a movie right there.
That's done. No problem. Mm. No fuss, no muss.
Right.
Then, flash forward, World War II. This guy doesn't crash once, crashes twice in a bomber in a World War II in the South Pacific. Second part of the crash, he crashes into the Pacific Ocean.
Mm.
They survive the plane crash, and they are left, three of them, in a life raft. They lose one of the guys. They lose one of their. How long are they in the life raft?
How long?
45 days.
Wow.
God.
45 days, 15 days after a full month with like a little bag. How they survived that, I don't know. They survived 45 days, and they are picked up by the Japanese and interred in a horrific experience in a Japanese prison camp. And that story, and then at the very end of this story, and I'm not, this is not a spoiler alert. I don't, right. I don't care if you, you know, if you didn't read the book, that's fine. Turn your radio down if you're worried about seeing.
Well,
how
Mike,
it ends.
I have, I have a feeling after your review, not a lot of people are going to be running to the theater.
They've, but the had, fact they've is, had more than enough time.
Yeah. Story of redemption is this guy was abused horribly, horrifically treated in a Japanese prison camp. He went back to Japan. You know why he went back to Japan? He went back to Japan to forgive his accusers.
Mm.
Do you know when you find that out? You find that out with a crawl at the end of the movie. They give the little blurb at the very end because they don't put it in the story. Because they didn't put it in the story because what you see in the story is the most relentless, steady drumbeat of torture. It's continuous.
Wow.
It's him getting the crap kicked out of him. It's him holding up the big thing over his head. It's beatings, 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 beatings. And I just, I remember reading that in a review and I said, oh my God. God, you had this story of humanity where you could have shown what this guy, you know, you got people like this, in my humble opinion, when you got people that can survive something like that, they are so superhuman.
Yeah.
They're so above the rest of us that I want to get inside.
Superhuman is a great way to put it. And that is absolutely right.
I wanted that. I wanted to know. I don't need a tearjerker. I don't need that crap. What I need is I wanted to see how the guy ticks. No, it was all about what he endured and not about what he was.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the knocks from one of the reviews. And it was so, that is a feeling to me, one of those great feelings. We've all had it when you go into the movie theater and you come out angry.
Sure.
Carl and I were in horrible moods when we left because we were pissed off. Because you feel like you, you know, I had hyped this movie so much because of the book that I thought it would, I'll never
can't
make
miss.
That mistake.
Well, you
again.
Were invested.
I'll never make
You were
that
invested, but it is folk, it sounds to me from what you're saying is that they've taken a, essentially three great stories. You've
right.
got enough for three movies there, and you've ignored the theme that unites them, and
right.
you've ignored the theme that made them great stories.
And the other thing, Rob, that I know we've talked about before is, and this to me is the death toll for a Hollywood movie.
Okay.
The director that likes everybody to be pretty.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to be Hollywood pretty.
Sure.
And that to me, you know,
well, that's
all you need to do. Look at one of the greatest movies ever made, The Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
If Francis Ford Coppola had cast pretty men in The Godfather, you wouldn't have had a
it
movie.
It doesn't work.
It
doesn't
would
work.
Not have worked. People look all sorts of different ways, but not in Angelina Jolie's Unbroken, you know, the lead character. You look at this guy, you know, Louis Zamperini, and he had kind of a interesting, rugged, good-looking quality to him, but no.
Not classically
this,
handsome.
And then the kid did a decent job, but he was a male model. And it's just like, you know, and here's the thing. The abusive prison guard, who is the main villain in the story,
sure.
This guy's a male model.
Oh, no.
He got a Japanese prison guard that looks like he ought to be in one of those shows that you see on Anthony Bourdain. You know? He looks like he ought to be doing one of those. So anyway, the long and short of it, I know I told a lot of people to go out and watch this movie, and I'm sorry, but it was, for me, personally, tremendously disappointing.
But you stand by the book. You stand by the book.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And the story is fantastic.
The studio execs were right, though, at Sony when they got hacked, and they talked that they basically trashed her.
Yeah,
they said so she wants to do a pet project that she's gonna ruin, and then like he says that within the text of the email.
Yeah,
they were right,
you know. And the thing about it is cinematography pretty good. The dialogue was a little silly to me, and it just I could have seen right away, you know, because the guy was still alive when they were making the movie, I would have loved to have the narration of some venerable old guy narrating.
Right.
Because the story is too epic. I think it needed help.
Where did Louis Zamperini make his fortune? Because when they interviewed him for the upfronts of the movie,
right,
he lives in Beverly Hills.
Lived in Beverly Hills.
No, he lived in Beverly Hills.
Right.
Where
I think
his
probably
fortune?
Made his fortune based on his Olympic fame, but I'm not sure. I actually don't remember exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know
I
if that's
curious.
In the Hillenbrand book as
you,
to how he made it.
If you go back to the 50s, the Hollywood Hills wasn't all that expensive. It isn't what it is now, and he was an old enough guy. If he had bought the house in the old days,
I don't know enough.
Could have just
it.
Been reasonable. You talk about, you know, it's the
movie I want to see now is American Sniper. I think that looks absolutely incredible with Bradley Cooper, you know,
the
who got
thing,
nominated for an Oscar.
Everything you say to me, though, it falls squarely on her shoulders. shoulders. You say, you know, the cinematography was okay. Well, that's really not what the director does. The director oversees it, but they have people that run the cameras for it. The overall theme, the overall flavor of the movie, that's what the director brings.
Yeah, and it's a drag. And it's, you know, when you're waiting that long, and I hadn't gotten excited about an upcoming movie in a long time. Is there anything out there that you guys are super jacked about now that's in the pipeline? Mm-hmm. Anything that you want to, and I ask Oscar all the time.
Yeah,
about this,
well, I'm going to see American Sniper this weekend. I'm going to go and take care of that. Outside, you know,
the nominees for the Oscars are actually pretty, pretty.
Yeah, but I don't want to see the Birdman movie. I just don't.
You don't
want to
see Birdman?
No,
I really want to see
have
that.
Interest in
and
that.
I want to see what is it? The Boys Life. That's a magazine.
Boyhood.
I want to see that, and I think that's on
demand.
You see
that on pay-per-view.
That's on demand. I'm probably going to check that out this weekend.
Yeah, I saw.
That would be the only way you would see a nominated movie, isn't it?
Pretty much, yes.
So, but Boyhood also, I heard a decent review, and they're like, "Look, it was a massive undertaking, but someone compared it to a sitcom." He said, "He goes, I felt like I was watching a sitcom where I saw these characters just grow up." And yeah, they
like
did,
over the series of 12 seasons.
And they did that in a movie. They just took 14 days out of a week. Is that really that great?
Well, you know what it is? It's a bold
it's
experiment.
I haven't heard that.
It's a bold experiment, the fact that they were able to pull it off.
Oh, definitely risky.
Very risky and very bold. And even if they come out with a decent movie, I don't even know that it's great, but if it's a decent movie, if you add the cachet of the gimmick, then you've got something. If it's a rotten movie with a gimmick, then it's just a rotten movie with a gimmick.
It's worth seeing.
Yeah.
It's worth seeing.
I think so.
It seems to me, I always say this, seems like I see this every single year, but it seems to me it's been a number of years where we've had the movie. You know what I mean? The movie that everybody has to see, that gets nominated, that wins, that everybody... It seems like it's a bunch of that hums along, but you know, we'll have to see.
You don't think the movie is The Interview?
The Interview?
Yes, the movie.
The Interview.
That was banned? Yeah.
No, I think that ultimately...
I saw The Interview.
I was really I thinking this was going to be... did you buy it?
Yeah, I bought it. I bought it the first night it came out.
You're a great American.
Well, aren't you a Seth Rogen fan?
No, but I'm also a fan of free speech. I bought it. I paid $14.99
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me get
it.
The proper music for you.
Yes.
Please, he's a fan of free speech.
An American.
And why is that, Oscar?
Well, Mike... As I sat there and I said I could rent it for $4.99 or I could pay full price, I said these gentlemen got bullied into a corner and they caved, and it wasn't Seth Rogen's fault and it wasn't Franco's fault.
Right.
It was actually the studio's fault. They were scared.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if I can put a few shekels back in their pockets to make up for their loss, I'll spend the extra $10.
You realize that
I'll watch a movie.
All that movie.
Attaboy. Proud of you.
Thank you.
By buying that extra money, most of the money went to those cowardly studios.
Not bad. Movie, not bad.
Okay,
not
last great, thing before we bad. Go to break, and then we're going to come back and talk about Oscar and his future plans. I have to tell you, I don't know if this has been seen around the D.C. area, but I see a movie. Not a movie. I see a commercial.
Oh, a commercial.
Not last night, but the night before. It is a 30-second commercial that comes on. I don't know what it is. Okay, the commercial opens up, and you see a Target. And then you see the Alamo up on top of it. And then you see the Target get shot. And then it comes on and says, coming in. And it doesn't say the month. It says, first quarter of 2015, remember the Alamo.
Oh, wow.
Fade to black. That's it. Do you have any idea what does anyone Rofo? You can look it up. Remember the Alamo. If you look up Remember the Alamo, you're going to find all the historical references to it. I have no idea what it is.
It could be, Mike. It could be a movie. It could be for Target. It could be for a rental car agency.
I remember when
Alamo rental cars.
Alamo rent.
And I think the Alamo. I remember when Mike's phone went off at that premiere. The Alamo.
That was the Alamo draft.
God, the worst experience in a movie theater in my life.
Yeah. Maybe it's about pie with ice cream. Why? Oh, that's a la mode. I'm sorry.
A la mode. Remember the a la mode. Gunshots, I got no... If anybody can offer me any insight in this,
Ralph
I would sincerely appreciate it. Because
it.
I have no... If I was going to be logical about it, I would think it might be an ad for a gun range. But why would you say coming first quarter of 2015? That seems odd.
You know, it sounds to me like they're setting up for another ad campaign, but having not seen it, that seems awfully
Rofo,
highfalutin.
Look up the
Maybe
Alamo
it's big
Fort
sugar.
Myers. I'm
it's
gonna do it right
absolutely
now.
Big Sugar,
big
Mike.
Big Sugar.
Big Sugar paid for the ad.
Yeah.
They're behind it, whatever it is. Stupid Big Sugar.
Yeah, the Alamo doesn't have a basement.
That's right. When do we get to see the basement? There's no basement at the Alamo.
When I was a kid, I would watch that movie,
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah, and I would watch Pee-wee's Big Adventure, and I'd say, "Man, Why wouldn't they build a building with a basement?
That's the one problem you have with the movie.
Ruffo, everything I'm getting is Alamo rental car.
Yeah,
everything.
That's all I'm getting.
Yeah, all I'm getting, so I have no idea.
Yeah.
Very, very cryptic. Commercial. So well, I guess we'll never know. Well, all right, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we will talk to Oscar Santana, who is doing something that I encourage all listeners of the Mike O'Mara to do. He is bettering himself.
What?
Yes.
What?
Rob, did you know that? Yes, we'll hear all about it when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's.
Harry's.
We love Harry's. I love Harry's. You will love Harry's. I appreciate everybody on Facebook sending me their pictures of their Harry's products.
Please do.
It's wonderful. What is Harry's, you ask? Harry's. It ships directly to your door from their factory. You will love this. They're fantastic. Harry's. We love Harry's. What do you call them, Rob? Harry's.
Harry's.
What would you call Harry's?
Harry's is the best shave. You know, it's more than just
Harry's shaving products.
Harry's shaving products. It's a shaving system. Because what I do is I get the foaming gel from Harry's. That is the best shaving cream I've ever used. And then you use their 5-blade razor blades, and they are giving me the best shave of my life. Period.
They cut out the middleman. They can offer an amazing shave at a fraction of the price that you see in drugstores. Walk through a drugstore. I dare you. I dare you to go through a drugstore and look at the prices for shaving products in the drugstore. You'll be blown away. Here's the starter set offer from Harry's. $15. You get the razor, 3 blades, your choice of Harry's shave cream or foaming shave gel. And as always, free shipping and your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Go to harrys.com right now. Enter the code TMOS and Harry's will give you $5 off your first order. That's right. Enter our code TMOS for $5 off your first order. That's HARRYS.com. Change the way you shave forever. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oscar Santana came to me about a year ago and said that he was going to embark on a new journey, and that journey was to get a Master's of Business Administration.
Yay!
A master's degree for all you higher education buff. Oscar wants to continue his education, and he starts next week. Oscar will still be with the show, but he will be embarking on his journey with a full week of class load next week.
This is the only week I'll be gone for.
Yeah, it's the only week he's going to be gone. But you've been planning this and applying and going through the hoops to do this, and we really have never talked about it on the show.
Three schools I applied to, and Mike, you know, I've never said this publicly, but when I came to you with the idea about a year ago, and I said, "Hey, I've been looking into this. I think this might be the next step." You didn't even waver, which was great. You didn't. There wasn't any, "Hey, do you need this?" Because really, in our business and what we do right now, it's just general talk radio, a lot of people haven't been as supportive as you guys have. Because
here's the way I have to, I've never told you also probably either privately or publicly the way I really feel about it. And the way I really feel about it is this. We embarked on this journey 5 years ago, and things have gone really, really, really well. And the only thing that I would say by you pursuing your education and doing this is when somebody betters themselves like this, who knows? Opportunities come your way and wings are spread, and sometimes that would be my greatest fear. And to be honest with you, if that was to ever happen, I would never feel badly about that,
right?
Because you would be bettering yourself, and that would. But the fact is, Oscar, for you listeners, because the listeners are not nearly as charitable as I am, I will tell you that people go, "Oh, he's going to be leaving." No, Oscar's made it really clear to me that the number one reason he is doing this is because he wants to enhance the business part,
current skill set that I
of our show, and help grow this thing and make it bigger and better. And now Rob is completely silent. And will be for the rest of... If it was Mike doing something... But right now, hands by his side because you're in the room with him. But anyway.
I'm excited for Oscar.
Driving me nuts today!
I'm thinking what's really great is when he gets to the second year, we'll give him an internship.
He can get
credit.
That's what I was looking for.
I was ready. You were talking. I didn't want to interrupt you.
You were making a statement.
I know. No. But the fact is, it's great, and I think that it's fine. And that would have been the only thing. I don't care. The fact is, I don't care. If you were to do that and better yourself, how do you say to somebody, don't, you know, my first question is it going to affect the show? You said no. I'm doing it actually
on
to
the weekends.
Participate on the show. It is not. He's going to be gone for a week. Told us that like 7 months ago. And that's going to be part of his deal. That's why Oscar won't be with us next week. And then it'll be ongoing. Some Fridays will be a little messed up. But, you know, to be honest with you, Rob's always wanted to do Oscar Rotzi.
It's an accelerated program. So it's actually a year and a half, Mike. So
and the expression, Oscar has an expression that I like very much. He says, a rising tide raises all boats. And yes. When Oscar betters himself, it's going to better this show. It's going to better us because we're going to be a part of it. And the fact that he is bettering himself, I think that, you know, this is going to sound extraordinarily jive because, you know, Oscar and I in real life hate each other. I'm proud of him. I think it's very, very cool that you're doing it.
And
it's not VCU. It's a real school.
And I'm nervous.
Can we say what school you're going to?
I'm going to the Robert H. Smith School of Business at the University of Maryland. And that was the hardest school to get into.
For you real fans,
being completely frank.
Yeah. For you real fans, you can look up where Oscar's classes are.
So. That's right.
Yes. Find me.
And you know what? It doesn't cost a lot to audit these classes.
That's what I wanted, baby.
And go
That's
and sit
what I
next
wanted.
To him. Sit yes, next yes, to him and say, do you have out. A pencil? He's going to go in, Mike, like Thornton Mellon, and he's going to hand out all his pens, and he won't be able to take notes.
Adam. One of the things I've never gotten a chance to ask you about is I'm curious what you I never knew about your education. Where do you obviously you have a degree, correct?
Yeah, I went to WVU, West Virginia University.
But you also
you
went
graduated,
to Dean
you
College.
I graduated, yes.
You have a BA from West Virginia University.
My major is advertising. So integrated marketing communications.
So you have a BA in advertising from WVU.
Yes.
The reason I ask is on the show we over the years, Rob Spiewak had a degree.
Yes.
Mike O'Mara had a degree. Then it got a little cloudy, did it not? As far as what the education was.
Well, I mean, your degree is in broadcast journalism.
I have a Bachelor of Arts in broadcast journalism.
As do
from
I.
The American University.
And you know what? I actually I graduated with honors, which really means almost nothing at VCU.
Rob was a good student. Rob was a good student.
And, you know, and we throw that around and we make jokes at the expense of the American University and the Virginia Commonwealth University. And then we talk to Oscar and it's always about some big party that got him kicked out of high school.
Am I right?
And then I said, what about? He said, you went to WVU, right? And he says, well, there was Dean College. What the hell is Dean College?
It's always been cloudy.
It has.
It's been cloudy.
Murky.
So what are you?
It's very murky.
It's murky. Do you know when you talk about college, it's always murky?
Did you go to Dean and transfer? WVU that has any self-respect really screams to the mountaintops that they went to WVU.
Well, that's still that before you scream Dean College.
Well, because the funny part is Dean College,
Mike,
right?
It's one of those two-year schools.
Because it's a two-year school you're sent to.
But
that's
it was accelerated,
funny.
So he got out in 23 months.
West Virginia University gave me a great education.
Okay, so you transferred into WVU from Dean College.
Much to my parents' chagrin.
Because you had a checkered senior year of high school.
I went to Dean College because my parents didn't think I could handle a big university.
I see.
So they said, because I wasn't my sister or brother, they said, you have to go to this school.
I went to Marist College because I was...
Friends with Bill O'Reilly.
I was friends with my sister's buddy who was the coach of the crew team, and it was kind of... understood that I was going to row for the crew team at Marist College, and I got there, and I think I...
That's how you got to and from classes, isn't it?
I don't think that... There's a Hudson River, Rob. I don't think that I even made it to one practice.
Oh, dear.
Because I heard the practices, you had to be down there at like 5:30.
I think, I remember you telling the story. So you just went
and I got into the theater department.
Yeah,
of course. Now, did you know, was anybody's brother in the theater department, or did you have to break your own way into there?
No. The only thing about Marist College I found is that it was all Long Island people.
Yes.
And I realized, and it was I didn't exactly... mesh with this particular Drew, it's a pitcher.
Oh, it's Long Island.
Yankees.
So I left Dean and was supposed to go.
Did you get a piece of paper?
Yeah, I got my associates.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then I left Dean and I
okay, so you didn't just transfer, you graduated.
I graduated.
Was there a ceremony?
There was a ceremony.
Was there a
so you
a
went
hat?
To a you went to a junior college.
Basically. That's what it is.
Okay. And
it
then
was a
you
junior Bolivian college.
And then how did the whole – then was, so when you went to WVU, did you go 4 years to WVU?
No, I went 3 years. 3 years.
You went three years to WVU.
Because some credits transferred?
I switched my major. I switched my major when I got to WVU.
Was there a major or a track you followed at Dean College?
No. It was liberal studies in Dean College.
I see. So and now he's conservative.
It was really political. Most of the classes were political science because I thought I wanted to be a poli sci, like full major, want to graduate with
and
that.
And then Oscar has been dealing with his friend Dominique, who I think is a tremendous influence on his life. And Dominique has, after he got out of the NFL, and maybe while he was still in the NFL, seriously pursuing his education and the whole MBA thing.
He's in his second year at Harvard Business School, yeah.
Wow.
We talked to my brother-in-law and my niece's husband and my nephew. They all are these eggheads that get their MBAs. And so, and you've talked to other people that are in it, and you decided, when did the bug of the higher education hit you? When did that really hit you?
So this past year when we worked extremely hard to, and we're just getting there now to right the ship here as a business.
Right.
And when I got my hands really dirty and at the end of the second half of 2013 and 2014,
mm-hmm.
when you start looking at these numbers, you realize that every fraction of a percentage counts.
Everything counts.
And everything counts, whether it's what somebody bought on Amazon and you start tracking month to month like a real business.
Mm-hmm.
There are theories and really applications, higher level, that I would try to learn on my own by going to YouTube and going online. And every time I do that, I'd sit there and I'd yearn for, I wish I just had time to go do this.
Right.
Because you're sitting there.
So you wish
there,
you understood the way
you can't,
little
nobody
little
knows
changes
everything. Yes,
could happen.
Small
right.
things, mm-hmm. right? And then last year, my first choice was Georgetown University, which is right down the street.
Right.
And I went to Mike and I said, this is my thought and this is the deadline. And do you mind writing a support letter? And Mike was kind enough to write one. And I don't get to see it. I don't get to see what Mike wrote. But
do you remember what you wrote?
It certainly helped.
Yes, I have it right
helped.
Here. Let me
this will be good. Okay.
All right.
Here's Mike's support letter. Letter of recommendation, really?
They have a whole new system, right. Let me tell you.
Dear douchebag.
No,
I'm sorry. No, I
can't
I'm
be
it was
right.
It was the letter from that the lady from The Devil Wears Prada wrote for...
I remember.
Yeah. Okay.
To whom it may concern. Rob, do we have any letter music that I could maybe...
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. Give me one moment.
I think it'd be important to have the proper... I took pen to paper, and I spent a weekend doing it. I woke up on a Saturday morning at about 6 a.m., and I wrote this thing through... 8 or 9 o'clock on Sunday.
How many drafts?
There was a wastebasket. There was a wastebasket. I'm sorry, I'm smiling at the music. Filled with paper. To whom it may concern.
Yes.
I would like to tell you about a big bag of okay. That bag of okay's name is Oscar Santana.
Oh, used his DJ name.
DJ.
Yeah,
that's
right,
good.
Right.
I don't want him to find me.
I understand. It is my understanding that everyone in your school of business is keeping it extra tight. Well, let me tell you something there, boy. If you really want to keep it extra tight, you need this guy.
A lot of capital letters in this letter.
Oh, all caps.
All caps. Good, because you're yelling it.
Who's the guy that's going to make your business school better? This guy is. Amen. Yours in Christ.
Two things.
Father, the Reverend Father Mike O'Mara.
Very nice.
P.S. S.A.D.
Oh, nice closing. Much. I was not asked to recommend him somehow.
Two things. Mike, Rob actually, he said, hey, man, if you need a letter, let me know. I never let him know.
Although, I do come in handy to proofread your stupid Facebook post,
you
illiterate.
Thank you. Hey, that post was for us.
I know.
You jerk.
Well, that's why.
Let me ask you this serious question. So you got accepted to two schools, correct?
Yeah, two solid schools.
And they went into a bidding war.
How much does your lack of English skill, and when I say that, I don't mean it's like you can't speak English, but you're not a grammarian,
No.
How did that didn't sidetrack you too much, did it?
No, look, guys, I'd be lying if I say I'm looking forward to writing papers or going to class and reading all these chapters that I've
already
read.
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't looking forward to it.
I'm not looking forward to that. But I'm also not looking forward to wasting my time and wasting my money because it's going to cost roughly $140,000 out of my own pocket. But I'm taking personal loans out.
$140
Yes.
All right. Wow, the show money, though.
To get through this program, clearly.
Show money.
So it's a big gamble, but if
so, are you going to be helping the show after you graduate, or are you going to be looking to catch on with some startup that's going to pay you $1 million a year?
Well, Mike, it all depends. I can't tell you about what options I don't have right now. I got to figure that out. Right
there, you go. He'll be leaving in 2 years. He'll be leaving us in 2 years, which I told him that's fine. Yeah, I mean, I knew it when he was doing
well,
it.
Well, what he said, he's
that's all
said,
I do is think well,
said,
six steps
you said,
ahead.
Just run the business. I don't care what you do. Yeah. You can just run the business.
Did I really say
that? Yeah,
really,
he said that.
Did I really
say that? Yeah, he goes,
you?
I like you flapping your gums, but as long as you just continue running the business.
Well, I kind of did say that, I guess.
When he starts throwing back quotes, yeah, I think you said it.
But I mean, the only guy I really need to do the show is the bald guy.
Yeah, there you go.
But you know,
we love having you on, and I hope you're on forever. So that's, that's the way.
When
I
you
really
said
feel.
It didn't sound quite as mean as when he said it back to you.
I know.
It's kind of like when a court reporter reads back and there's no emotion. Well, I think it was much more. Oh well, you know, best wishes.
The point of going to school is to take that skill set and apply it to this business. And that's the beauty of what I'm doing right now, is usually when you go and get your MBA, the hardest part is starting a business afterwards,
sure,
right?
Sure.
Yeah, and you actually do the back-to-school thing like Rodney, where the class in business, where they talk about the fictitious corporation. You are, you know, you don't have a fictitious startup. You're working in a startup right now.
And he said, when he raises his hand and said, oh, you left out a lot of stuff.
So even with the early work that I've started before class starts.
How about Fantasyland?
Even with the early work, I do that early work, and then I go and I replicate and apply that to this business. That's why I've been digging through all these numbers. I said, how
your first
do I
day
lay
is
that
Monday.
Out?
You start Monday.
Yes,
right?
But I've already had
what time
my
is
work.
Lunch?
Oh,
what time
no.
is lunch?
We have lunch at noon.
Recess.
Noon. We have a syllabus. I read through it. But I will tell you this. Going back to school, the hardest part though so far hasn't been the textbooks, because they send them to you. Everything's there.
Sure.
Is going on the effing online system, which might as well be if you think some of the websites you guys go to, like our website is a 10 compared to a university website, because a university website has so many different options.
And you got 10,000 people all going at the same time.
I called the help desk yesterday. The help desk closes at 6. At
did
6
you get
p.m.
The, did you get the dorm? Did you get the dorm that you wanted?
They put you up in, you pay for the Marriott, so I'll be in the Marriott.
Oh, you'll be in the
Marriott Hall, Mike.
Yes.
Do you know any of the students?
I went to a financial accounting review session this past Saturday.
That's fun.
All morning, and I met some of my classmates.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're not going to have to rely on others to do our business now. You're going to be doing it yourself when this is all done, right?
That's the point.
If we can meet
that's
his rate.
That's the point.
Yeah, that's let me point. Make that clear. You know how we revenue share. I'm not paying you more than the other guys.
I respect that.
You know that. That's the way it's good. Are there any women in the class?
I only saw the
There are.
I only saw the students that were there for the review session. I will say this though, it made me feel a little better, because some of these are executives that are going.
Sure.
And one gentleman is a surgeon, and he raises his hand and he says, "Look, I did very well in undergrad. I'm an established surgeon. I don't know what the F debits and credits are all about," which is part of the financial accounting.
So he's kind of doing it for the same reason, so he can run his practice.
Yes, and I love seeing that. A guy that
you're doing the same thing.
That. Yes, it's
you're
awesome.
Trying to do it. And you're doing it to actually really have the knowledge, which is, you know, my God, if I was a professor, I'd want everybody in my class to go in with that level of enthusiasm. And I mean that.
And while you're there, make sure you get that surgeon's number for Mike, just in case.
Thank you, fellas. Yeah. Thank you for your support. You've been very supportive.
You are the best, Oscar. Yeah. Good luck.
Whatever. We'll take a break, and when we come back, it's let me see.
Rossi.
Oh my God, Oscar Rossi.
Really?
On the Michael Mara Show.
Yes. How about that?
He prepared him before he goes off to business.
This week on the Michael Mara Bonus Show.
Right before I go to bed, I'm pissed at Mike, and I say, come on, Frankie, Beluga. And then Mike says, oh, yeah, have that thing in our bed that's all diseased. He's the one that's diseasing me up. And I felt like saying to Mike, no,
diseasing
actually, you're the
you
one.
Up. Yeah, diseasing me up. Well, that filthy, disgusting, smashed-faced, horrible excuse
no,
for a pet.
You lashed out.
He thinks Beluga is the one getting him sick. No. Mike's bringing disease.
Well, excuse me. Well, you know, maybe it's a stretch, but you think about infection, you think about a creature that licks its all day long. You know,
he
I
can't.
Mean, you know, he can't. That's right. He can't. He's too fat.
The Michael Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Hey, everybody. You want some of that?
Get that.
Get that.
Hey, you want some of that?
That.
Get some of that hot bonus action. Yeah, I got it right here. Hey, you want this card? Come and get this bonus show right here.
Get that.
I got all of that stuff right here.
Full access to all of the 2015 bonus content. On-demand video access to every bonus show.
Yeah.
Some of that.
Get some of that stuff right here.
You want our AAA action. Plus access to the entire bonus show anthology at over 25% savings. Bottom line is, one of the greatest ways to help our show, we talk about it. We've got Amazon. We've got the bonus packages. This is the time of year. We need to sell more bonus show packages. We're dying here.
We're dying here, and we got all this stuff here that we want to give you. You want that stuff?
Go to MichaelMaraShow.com and click the banner mark TMOS bonus packages and get it. We're not asking for donations. We're not.
No.
We're asking you to support the show by getting our bonus content.
Less than $6 a month.
That's like a cup of coffee.
$6 a month. It really is. We
less
need
than,
it, guys.
It's really $5.80. It's less, we than, do it, less than the know, number we, one meal.
We try to give you 6 shows a week, and I will tell you something. This is so important to us. So if you look at it as entertainment, that's the right way to do it. If you look at it as, well, I didn't listen to a lot of bonus shows last year. Well, do it as a favor to us.
Yeah.
If you want to put it in that category, do it that way. It's the Michael Mara Show bonus packages. Go get them and get ready to laugh all year long
at
like
that
we
stuff.
Just did.
Laugh at that stuff. Get that stuff.
Get this. Get some of that. All right. Anyway, without further ado, it's Oscar Rossi. Let's do it right now. Take it away, Oscar.
Gentlemen.
Hi.
Before I jump into who's singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl, a quick programming note. The Tony Perkins Show will now be available on Saturdays.
Earlier.
And it'll
that's
be available
fantastic.
On
it's great.
TonyPerkinsShow.com. And you will also get it on the feed for the Michael Mara Show.
Oh, cool.
And now, this week's episode, Rob's on this week's episode,
yes,
correct?
Yes, exactly. This the one that's right now.
Yes, there'll right now.
A new episode on Saturday.
The new
though.
One that is coming out Saturday will be a best of to that's really reintroduce you to the Tony Perkins Show.
Good stuff.
And show you what they're all about.
Tony and Gary are very funny people. And Tony, for those of you around the country, is the local Fox TV anchorman here. And Gary Stein is his former producer at Good Morning America. Check him out, and glad they'll be available Saturday. And when you're getting your bonus package, go check out Tony Perkins as well.
Perfect.
It's well worth
it's
it.
Great Absolutely. Stuff to hear. Love
okay.
his show.
Okay, gentlemen, the biggest movie of 2014, as far as I'm concerned, is Frozen, mm-hmm. simply because it was everywhere.
Oh, the song. You can't escape
right?
the song. Let it go.
Everywhere.
Let it go.
Everywhere.
Never seen it. I've never seen the movie.
Mike, you'd actually like it, I think.
I think right. you would prefer yeah. Fresh to Frozen.
Thank you, Ron.
Idina Menzel.
Oh,
will sing the national anthem.
As John Travolta called her. Blah, blah, blah.
No, Adele Nazeem.
Adele Nazeem. That's it. Adele
Nazeem. Idina Menzel will sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl this year.
Good for her.
Pretty cool, right?
Good singer.
What else? I mean, this is the thing. What else can she do at this point, right?
Hmm.
She's done every special.
She could go back and get her master's in business.
Plus, Katy Perry will be doing the halftime show, and I'm pretty excited for that personally.
Yeah, that's going to be sort of hot, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Cleavage.
Wouldn't it be great
cans.
If Katy Perry was doing that and had one of her male dancers like come up and rip her right one, and then she had like a pasty on like Janet Jackson?
Be okay by me now.
Yeah.
Now after
great.
All these years.
Yeah, years and years.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Still guilty.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's guilty of being pregnant because she's expecting.
Oh, really?
Former Saved by the Bell star. And she doesn't get enough credit for the 90210 years.
That's right. That's right.
Wow,
she was
Rob,
especially hot
when
then.
She was crazy.
I don't know when that picture was taken that I'm looking at, but yeah, she's
yeah,
still
right?
is guilty.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, when she got her start, she was like 13. Wow. I mean, because she was on Saved by the Bell when she was a kid.
Also, oh, she was in White Collar, Fast Lane, and Good Morning, Miami.
Wow, I make so her collar cool. white.
Rob, God.
I've got a lot of bleach at my house. I could do her laundry.
Congratulations.
Oh, she's born
to her.
She's not that old. She's born in 74.
Yeah, and a little younger than me.
Looking good. Congratulations again to as well to Nick Cannon as he finally files for divorce from Mariah Carey.
Congratulations.
Good luck with that.
You're congratulating Nick Cannon.
Well, after all the stories I've heard, and even this story off Perez Hilton, it just seems like
she was a nightmare.
The way that they redid their vows, the way
But I mean, even look at her when she's performing or when she's interviewed. How can she not be a nightmare?
True.
You know?
Yeah, but I always
she's very talented. She got a good voice, but she's
the
a
talent
mess.
Part. Well, she brought the talent to the marriage.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Well, he
that's
certainly
the way I always
didn't.
Looked at that, right.
Yeah. His work ethic is phenomenal. He had the radio show. He was hosting America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
He's flying across the country left or right. The man didn't sleep. He's got all these
taking
production
advantage
elements.
Of his opportunities. You got to respect
that.
Yeah,
you got to respect that. Thank you. I appreciate that. Moving on here.
Glad you do.
Yeah, he's a beacon, Mike. He's one that I aspire to be like.
You know, I'm gonna be taking advantage of my opportunities. I'll be working on my bunker game today.
Oh yeah, boy, you are.
No, I'm not. No, I'm taking care of my boy today. That's why. You can't wear this. You can't wear this out to there. You can't do that.
Do they have a dress code?
What if you got in the golf cart and went out to the golf course and just left him in a bunker? Would that serve as like a crib?
That'd be incredible. You want to talk about viral? That'd be a viral video.
Yeah. I mean, it's not severe enough that he would.
And I wouldn't abandon him. I would hide like in the tree line and watch how the golfers would react to him, you know?
Well, I thought you would also be in the same bunker working on your sand shots.
Yeah. No, that would be special. I'd just leave him in a bunker on the sidelines.
He could
just
be building
like
a sandcastle.
Oh, what do you think? I think I got about 150 yards here, Phil. I think
Someone left that in the woods.
Is that the O'Mara baby? Sorry.
The O'Mara baby.
That's the O'Mara baby.
That's all the right. O'Mara child.
Boy, oh boy. You better call the pro to come out here. I'm not going to touch him.
Right. If you're a Captain America.
Put him by the ball cleaner.
If you're Captain America. Never mind.
Can't you just tie him up to the ball cleaner? I'm sure O'Mara will be by to pick up the O'Mara baby if you put him by the ball cleaner.
Oh, my God. Right, keep him away from the pond.
For God's sake.
We don't know if he can swim yet.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Scarlett Johansson and Robert Downey Jr. will be back for Captain America Winter Soldier.
Ah.
And you may wonder, well, why would you care about that? Well, it's pretty important because it's setting
up. It's a great question right there.
It's setting up the.
Why would I care about that?
Mike, he's getting to the bottom of this story.
It's setting up the storyline for the next installments of the Captain America franchise.
Oh, that'll be great. That means there's going to be a lot more Captain America movies.
Have you seen the latest?
Now I care.
See?
Have
That's
you seen
why.
The latest Captain America movie? It's actually a lot of fun.
The latest one?
Yeah,
the one that just came out?
The one that came out about a year ago. No, I didn't. I think you would like it.
No, I'm done. I'm done. Rob and I went to see
Spider-Man
in New York. I liked that one. That was it.
And by the way, Spider-Man in New York is not a musical. We went in New York to see the film Spider-Man.
We went into a movie theater during the day. Sat next to each other with our hands on each other's thighs.
We shared a bag of popcorn
in New York City.
And we sang Spidey in New York.
Now to the Academy Awards. We'll wrap this up with this.
Thank you. If you don't mind.
The biggest film snubs from Lego.
Yeah,
apparently
everyone's upset about that.
Oh, who gives
to
a rat's
Selma.
Ass.
And this is what I don't. I hate race baiting, honestly, even in their entertainment world.
Sure.
Yep,
where they're calling this the whitest Academy Awards.
You know, F that. I mean, really. There are lots of areas where I would say that's got a level of legitimacy.
Yes.
I'm going to go on that. I'm going to give somebody the benefit of the doubt this time and say maybe they just were picking performances and not seeing color.
Last year, what were we going to call it? Last year, the blackest 12 years a slave? No.
Exactly.
No, yeah, you can't really BS. Can't say
I think
that.
It is race baiting. I agree with you.
So that's out there. Don't buy into it. And that is Oscarazzi.
Thank you, Oscar. We will take a break. When we come back, it's the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, the new year is upon us, and it's time to gather the family around the old Neumann and talk about what's really important.
You mean video games? Or Fallout Boy?
No. the real important stuff.
Oh no, he's gonna talk about those stupid fruitcakes again.
Jeez, Dad, don't you know no one cares?
No, I want to talk about the magic of the holidays. Now, did you get everything you wanted for Christmas?
Kinda.
Pretty much.
Well, what did we possibly miss?
The 2015 TMOS bonus package.
It's the best gift for any TMOS fan, even yourself, because it's the gift that keeps on giving.
For once, Robert is right. 1 year subscription gets you full access to all of the 2015 bonus content.
Plus, on-demand video access to every bonus show and access to the entire bonus show anthology.
And you get it with over 25% savings. It truly is a bonus.
Besides, Dad, it's a great way to support the Mike O'Mara Show while getting all that great content.
Just click on the banner marked TMOS Bonus Packages and be a part of this important opportunity.
Do it now, and God bless us, everyone.
Hey, I wanted to be Tiny Tim.
Dad, you're not a tiny anything.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Before we do the audio vault, before we start telling you about Mack Weldon, I want to tell you this. I have an editorial decision that I'm making right now.
Okay.
This is an executive decision. I am not putting this up for committee.
All right.
I am making this decision. We have been searching for a new announcer for the Mike O'Mara Show. Okay?
Okay.
We have been searching for a new announcer. I am here to say that Robert Spiewak III is officially now known as our
booth guy,
official booth announcer.
Oh, it's great.
Now, you won't hear a lot of him, but you're going to hear him sporadically. How easy is it for us to get you copy and have him read it?
Piece of cake, as long as he's speaking to me.
I want that voice. I want that voice. I want more of that voice
on
the show.
I really should have retired that promo last week, but I love hearing him talk so much. That is the last time I'll spin it. But I love hearing my boy read. He's a good guy.
Right. That's fantastic. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Mack Weldon, we're here to tell you about them once again. They have revolutionized men's underwear. It's been the same for 50 years. They're here to upgrade your underwear drawer for 2015. Time to think quality, people.
Yes.
Make a resolution to change your underwear. The guys at Mack Weldon thought that underwear could be made better, and they were right about it because they did it. You got to feel it to believe it. Undershirts that stay tucked in. They won't bunch up and are cut, so they won't show under your button shirt. This is quality stuff. Plus, the best socks in town. I don't know why they're the best. I don't make them, but Mack Weldon makes them, and I know that they feel like the best socks I've ever put on my feet.
Perfect.
They're fantastic. MackWeldon.com has great multi-packs and starter kits. Here's a special deal for our listeners. Go to MackWeldon.com, enter the code TMOS for $5 off, plus free expedited shipping on orders over $50. Buy more, save more. Remember the name, MackWeldon.com. That's Mack Weldon. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault. And Rob Spiewak, take it away, Rob. Let me turn the volume up. There we are. And bingo.
Perfect. It's wide open. Mike, here's one of the problems with TV right now. If I say to you, who is Rod Roddy? What do you say?
He is the announcer for The Price is Right.
Same thing. Johnny Olsen, right?
Johnny Olsen is the Jeopardy announcer.
But also Jeopardy, he also did The Price is Right.
Price is Right,
But nobody knows the name if I say George Gray.
No.
George Gray is the current announcer for The Price is Right.
Yeah, and
video. He likes his camera time. Yesterday they aired a game called Most Expensive. They put up three prizes. You have to pick out the most expensive. One of them was a treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing the announcer read on the treadmill, walking backwards. Well, jogging backwards.
Yes.
And it looked great until he fell down.
They said it couldn't be done. It's an off-road motorcycle, a new range, and a new treadmill!
First, aspirin not included, from Avanti Fitness,
George Gray, everybody! Giving his all.
He finished doing the read, which was fantastic.
Yeah, he did a pretty good job with it. But you know what? You wouldn't see Rod Roddy on a treadmill going forward.
That's fun. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, check it out. That's pretty good. Now, I didn't realize this. I always like when people pick out a broadcaster and find out one of their crutch things. And apparently Conan O'Brien says, best show ever, all the time. It's going to be the best show ever. But that's not what's funny here. What's funny here is the fact that after he says it, Andy Richter has to react to it. So this is really not a Conan tape. This is an Andy Richter montage tape. I loved this.
Welcome to the show. We got a great one tonight. Thank you for being here. One of our best shows ever.
Yeah, probably.
All right. We got a great show tonight. One of our best ever.
Probably.
Hey, gang, what a show we have for you tonight. One of our best ever. We're going to have a good one, eh, Andy?
We sure are, boss.
All right. We got a great show tonight.
Excellent.
There's a reason to be in a good mood. This will be one of our best ever.
Okay.
Oh, God.
This is great.
You at least pretend I'm telling you.
I mean, what am I, a fortune teller? I don't know.
we have an amazing show for you tonight, do we not?
We do. We have
easily our best of the week.
Right. I lie for you all the time, but this time I'm not lying.
When he goes, probably, it kills me. It absolutely kills me.
Keep doing it, Conan.
Now, Jimmy Kimmel has a talent. Not only is he a great talk show host, he has picked the winner of The Bachelor, I believe, every season that The Bachelor has been on. You know, they do a lot of synergy over there at ABC. He watches the first episode, predicts the winner, and he's gotten it right. So they've taken it to the next level. Jimmy was actually on The Bachelor this week, and here he is talking to two of the contestants and asking a question that I think every gentleman who has ever watched the show has at least considered.
You know, I assume that there's lovemaking going on in the fantasy suite.
I think that is to be assumed.
Can I ask you a question? Let's say it all goes great, you guys get together, and then 3 months later you're at home watching the show, and you find out that Chris has gone into the fantasy suite with three women and made sweet love to each of the women, including yourself. Will you be angry at him?
I don't, no.
You will not.
I can't be. It's part of the process. You can't take out a car without test driving it.
Come on now. This is... I mean, really. It's not going to get any better than this.
I love Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, that is awesome.
All right, are you familiar with actor Dax Shepard?
No. I love Dax.
He's a funny guy. He's Mr. Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
And he was on, I think it was Ellen. Were you in the room for the delivery of Michael William or any of your children?
Yes.
I was there for both of mine.
All of them.
And both of my kids were C-section babies.
I was in the delivery room for actually all 11.
Good for you.
Nice.
Good for you, Jim Bob. And so this really struck home with me, talking about the mixed emotions of being at the birth of your child when it is a C-section.
There's a sheet, and then they go, the baby's here. And then you peek around the sheet, and they're lifting out the baby. But then you notice your wife is completely disassembled. I can see inside of her. I was like, it's a girl. There's your livers out, I think. And then those are definitely intestines. And she has your eyes. And, oh, my God. Put her back together correctly. After seeing this autopsy, I would rather see a school bus drive out of her vagina.
I could relate to a lot of that.
That's funny.
Heart is a band that's been together forever, and they recently fired, I believe it was their lead guitarist and their drummer. And normally when a big band, you know, gets rid of their musicians, the musicians are screwed. Mm. But what these guys did, Mike, you're going to love this. They got the band back together, hired people that sounded like Ann and Nancy, and now they're touring as a band called Heart by Heart. And listen, this version of Barracuda, you might as well be seeing Heart.
Are they allowed to do that?
They're just a touring band doing songs and calling themselves Heart by Heart. They're allowed to do it.
Now, were these the original guys
yes.
that they fired?
Yes.
Because they wanted to get younger guys.
But how great is that?
So the guys that were fired because they wanted to get younger guys went out and got younger girls.
Exactly.
That's fantastic.
That's why.
Now, that's fantastic.
I'll throw this at Oscar. Do you know why it is that you never hear the Happy Birthday to You song in movies and television?
I don't know.
Because Time Warner now owns it, but it was written by two old spinsters in New York. That's still a licensed record. So you have to pay money if you want to sing Happy Birthday to
you. Are you kidding me?
I kid you not. So
that
there's
seems
this guy
un-American.
In North Carolina named Greg May. He has written a new Happy Birthday song, and it really, really sucks. Here's him, his version for Zelda.
Oh, God.
Can't you imagine already singing this around the cake? Now, the beauty of it is, keep your finger on that button, Mike, because the beauty of it is, on his website, he has gotten that woman to record 22,000 different names for that song.
Oh, my God.
Here is a sampling of them.
Happy birthday, Polly. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Leisha.
I checked.
Oh, my God, how awful is that?
I checked. They had all of our names except Pony.
Aww, so I guess funny. That'll come in when they hit 23,000. Mike, that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Everybody, be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with us, TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. And to get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, we rely on your word of mouth, so
yes,
spread the word about the Mike O'Mara Show. We would appreciate that. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Happy, happy birthday.
Ciao, ciao.
wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.